Welcome to Get Sleepy, the podcast where we listen, we relax, and we get sleepy. My name's Thomas, and I'm your host. The way this podcast works is really simple. Just pick an episode, press play, and get comfortable in bed. We will take a moment to relax, and then I or one of my friends will read you a bedtime story designed to gently grasp your attention and guide you to sleep. The more you tune in, the more effective the podcast will be at putting you to sleep. So be sure to subscribe so you never miss a good night's rest. And if you're listening on Spotify, then hit the follow button so you stay updated every time we release a new episode. The best way you can help the podcast right now is by leaving a review on Apple Podcasts. You can also send your feedback to us and share any ideas you might have at getsleepy.com. Now, as promised in the last episode, I wanted to give a special thanks to all of you wonderful listeners and supporters of the podcast, but in particular, those who've left some really heartwarming and constructive feedback and story ideas through our website. So a big thanks goes out to Amber, Emre, Lucy, Dee, Noella, Marcia, Ella, and Claire, who is only 12 years old, but had some really good ideas for the podcast. Thanks also to Colette, Shauna, Brenda, Ariana, Michaela, Joyce, Daphne, and Heather. All of your feedback and support is really wonderful to receive, and it really helps us to keep improving Get Sleepy for everyone. Hopefully I pronounced all of your names right, but please forgive me if not. I've also seen all of the reviews that you guys have been sending in on Apple Pods and elsewhere, and I'm delighted that so many of you are getting a better night's sleep courtesy of listening. And it's particularly amazing to hear about those finding the podcast is helping not just with their sleep, but with their entire mental health. That's really special to know, so thank you for that feedback. Now, tonight's story is called Nian the Monster, and it's a retelling of a Chinese folktale in which a village calms a menacing monster. It's a classic story just in time for Chinese New Year, and I wish those of you celebrating the Chinese New Year a very happy and prosperous one. Now, let's take a moment to get ready for this wonderful story. So get comfortable in bed, laying flat on your back, and take some nice, deep breaths. In through your nose and out through your mouth. Allow your breath to flow effortlessly in and out of your body. Now bring your attention to your heart. You can place your hands on it if you like. Feel it beating rhythmically in your chest. And notice how it moves in sync with the rise and fall of your breath. Take this moment of pause to thank your heart. All day it's been at work, keeping you alive and well. It will do the same all night while you sleep. It's been the source of love that you've both given and received. Allow this sense of gratitude for your heart to spread. Let it follow the millions of little pathways that lead from your heart through your entire body. Each delivers everything you need to survive and thrive. they travel all the way down your arms to the tips of your fingers and all the way down your legs to your toes. As this sense of gratitude fills your body, it brings a sense of calm, warmth and relaxation. Immerse yourself in this sensation and let any lingering thoughts from your day slowly drift away. Now, as you begin to drift comfortably off to sleep, I'll read tonight's story. It starts deep in the mountains, in the darkness of a cave. Once upon a time, tucked away in a rocky cave hidden high up in the mountains, there lived a monster named Nian. His home towered over rushing rivers, green forests, and small mountain villages. Living all the way up here, Nian felt like he was on top of the world. From the rocky entrance of his cave, he had the most incredible view. He watched the sun crest over the horizon at dawn and admired the warm colors of the sky at dusk. He listened to the wind whisper or roar, depending on the season. And at night, he fell asleep, breathing in the fresh mountain air, laced with the scent of pine. Nian's favorite season was winter. He liked watching the landscape transform as delicate snowflakes fell one by one to cover everything in sight. But unlike other creatures that slowed down or hibernated until spring, he had a very peculiar tradition. At the end of the year, he visited a nearby village just down the mountain and scared everyone he saw. To Nian, it was always great fun. Nian was so fond of his tradition, he could hardly wait for winter to come. He'd leave the quiet seclusion of his dark, damp cave and descend the mountain. His footsteps crunched in the snow, leaving the imprint of his massive paws. His body rustled against the branches of pine trees, which was always a nice brushing for his scaly skin. But although Nian was large, he was rather stealthy. He knew how to hide. He did live in a cave after all. Sometimes he hid between tall trees and startled villagers gathering firewood. Other times he spooked the fishermen while they sat by the river. And most often, he lurked in the shadows, waiting for the perfect moment to jump out. Year after year, Nian bothered the villagers. He never caused them any harm, except, of course, for the shock of a giant scaly monster appearing out of nowhere. After having his fun, Niam would return to his comfy cave, satisfied. The villagers in this quaint mountain town were eager to calm Niam and teach him some manners. Sure, he wasn't hurting anyone, but he was a real nuisance. The villagers called meetings to develop ways to scare him off. They built maps detailing his favorite hiding spots. For years, they tried one way or another to get rid of Niam, but nothing seemed to work. Now, autumn had just lost its leaves and winter returned. Big star-like crystals fell from the sky day and night. One morning, Niam stepped out of his cave. He looked around, taking in the awe-inspiring view. Everything around had lost its color. The sky, the ground, and everything in between were painted a pure shade of white. He felt the crisp air in his nostrils and the wet touch of the snowflakes on his hard, reptilian skin. It was the perfect winter day, and so he decided to return to the village. Niam climbed down the steep mountain and soon entered a dense silver forest. Every time he passed through here, it seemed as though the forest was under a spell. Everything was quiet. There was no movement. The white blanket on the ground was untouched. Tree branches were covered with snow. Everything seemed to be asleep, and he enjoyed the silence. That's why he loved his cave. After a while, he reached the last row of trees. On the other side of the forest sat a small mountain village. People here lived in modest houses that floated atop the bright sea of snow. Each house was made of wood, with a thatched roof. Clouds of smoke billowed from every chimney. The smell of burnt wood permeated through the air. Niam got closer and inspected the houses, careful to remain hidden. Although it was daytime, the village looked sleepy. The streets were empty. He could only see a few footpaths, which disappeared more and more with each fresh drop of snow. The villagers spent the day inside their homes, protected from the cold. They probably gathered around a crackling fire to enjoy its colors and its warmth. Eavesdropping on a couple of houses, Niam heard voices filled with laughter and joy. He smelled food and spices. He walked further down the street, hiding in the shadows. But nothing changed. It was still, quiet, and cold. Even the birds had stopped singing. Disappointed, Niam decided to wait by the river. Sooner or later, the villagers would need to get water. He just needed to be patient. About a mile away from the village, Nian found the river and hid under a small wooden bridge. Next to him, the river flowed fast, so fast that only the edge was frozen. The water was crystal clear, with a touch of icy blue. Listening to the steady murmur of the river, the monster waited and waited. His heavy body slowly relaxed. His breathing grew softer and deeper. And soon enough, he fell asleep. Even though he was comfortable, Nian's nap didn't last long. His ears picked up a new sound. It was a man's voice. Nian couldn't see him, but could hear the man sing while he collected water in metal buckets. His voice was calm and soothing, clearer than all the other sounds around him. Nian didn't recognize the song, but he could understand that its lyrics were about the cotton-like snow. With his buckets full to the brim, the man turned to leave. Nian roared and emerged from underneath the bridge. But then he saw the man for the first time. He wore a bright red tunic which stood out against the perfectly white background. The tunic waved slowly in the wind as the man turned back towards the monster. Nian was blinded by the brightness of the red tunic and covered his eyes as though he was looking into the sun. Upon turning and seeing the monster, the man dropped his buckets. Water splashed in all directions. The metal buckets bounced and rolled, clinking and clanging on the rocky river's edge. Hearing this noise disrupt the peaceful silence, Nian whimpered and disappeared into the forest. The monster fled without looking back once. He passed the silver forest, climbed up the rocky mountain, and didn't look back until he reached his cozy cave. Back at the river, the young man stood still, confused at what had just happened. He'd been surprised by the monster before, but he'd never seen it run in fear like that. He collected his buckets and refilled them. It must have been his red tunic and the loud noise that scared off the monster, he thought. He walked back home, filled with joy, and announced to everyone that he had some big news to share. When the sun set and the snow twinkled under the moonlight, the small community gathered in the village hall. The lights were dim and pleasant, and a fire crackled in the center of the room. The villagers enjoyed a cup of hot tea. Then, the man wearing a red tunic told everyone his story. He was fetching water from the river when Nian tried to surprise him. But the monster covered its eyes as though staring at the sun upon seeing his red tunic. And when the man dropped his metal buckets, Nian fled faster than lightning. The monster was sensitive to loud noises and, for some reason, couldn't stand the color red. The villagers were relieved to hear that Niang could be defeated. They would never have to deal with this nuisance again. They didn't waste a single breath and immediately started to prepare for the monster's return. They knew that Niang was crafty and he would be back soon. The villagers painted their houses red. They used fine red cloth to make lanterns which illuminated the village streets. They placed red flags all along the surrounding roads, and they hung red banners between buildings which waved elegantly in the mountain air. They made a red tunic for every villager, large and small. They made dresses and scarves, and hats and bags, all in this lucky color. The villagers ensured that every person had large metal pots and pans. They created small rattle drums that made short, sharp sounds. Now Nian was no match for them. After sleeping the night through, Nian woke up in his silent cave. He was a bit confused about what happened the day before at the river. It had never happened to him before, being blinded and running away like that. It must have been a coincidence, he thought. Perhaps it would be better if he went to the village at night, though he usually visited at daytime, when people were more likely to walk outside. He would be able to hide better at night, so he rested the whole day through. As the last ray of sun disappeared, he stepped outside of his dark cave and watched his breath transform to vapor. It was a cold winter night. The silver moon shone brightly, and luminous stars freckled the sky. He climbed down the mountain and adventured into the forest. In the darkness of the night, the silver forest looked different. It was still enchanted. It had the same blanket of untouched snow. But, with the trees casting their shadows, it was rather dark and shady. When he reached the edge of the forest, Nian saw the small mountain village, whose residents he enjoyed tormenting. It was just like he remembered it. A cluster of wooden houses a short distance away from the river. Nian laid down and rested in the darkness of the forest. He scouted a path in the shadows to the nearest home. He could linger in the darkness. It would be perfect. He kept low to the ground and crept slowly. But as he drew near, something didn't seem right. The closer he got, the clearer it was. The villagers were not hiding in their homes. They laughed and cheered while playing in the snow. Fires blazed in large pits outside their homes, They prepared food and drank warm tea while enjoying one another's company. It seemed like some sort of celebration, Nian thought. How convenient. The villagers were in a perfect position. He crept along the shadows until he reached the nearest home. As he turned the corner, revealing himself, the firelight illuminated the village in a way he hadn't seen from afar. The village had changed. Red was everywhere. There were red banners and flags fluttering in the wind. Bright red lanterns hung at every corner and next to every door. And every villager wore red. Blinded from all directions, Nian covered his eyes. When they saw the monster, the villagers didn't retreat into their homes. Instead, they grabbed pots and pans and made all kinds of noises. Nian fled to the safety and silence of his cave. He ran faster than ever before. He could hear the villagers cheering as he entered the dark, silver forest. The cheers were so loud that they followed him into the forest, and even on his way up the mountain. Only once he was deep inside the cave did Nian find silence. He couldn't return to that village again, ever. He would have to find new villages, he thought. After months of waiting, Nian finally stepped outside. Searching for a new village, he travelled past mountains and hills, frozen lakes, and white fields. He didn't meet anyone along the way. When day turned to night, Nian saw a few lights shining in the distance. They looked like fireflies at first. But as he got closer, he realized that it was exactly what he'd been looking for. A tiny village. As he crept along the shadows toward the village, he couldn't believe what he saw. This village was covered in bright red too. The word had spread, and the tradition of chasing away evil soon became a regular celebration throughout the country. Now, no matter where he looked, Nian was always the one getting scared. Nian returned to his cave, where he soon forgot what fear tastes like. He spent his days enjoying the silence and the incredible view from the mountaintop. He woke up every morning to watch the sunrise. And then, at night, he watched the moon and the stars. And the villagers, who were once bothered by the monster, were forever left alone. But they never forgot the story. Every year, they celebrated its defeat by covering their towns in bright red. This way, they could sleep in peace for another year.